time now for your letters. We heard from many listeners after my essay last week about my disdain for that phrase, just saying. Marianne Jenkins of Dallas says, we've been doing this much more elegantly here in the South for years. The rule is that so long as you start the statement with bless his or her heart, you can say pretty much anything after that, as in, bless his heart, he's so dumb he couldn't find a boot on top of a fence post. Last week, Lori Hillard profiled Operation Gratitude on a 98-year-old volunteer named Joan Mazzarelli, who knits scarves and sweaters for U.S. soldiers overseas.
In 1940, until the war was over, World War II, I knitted not only scarves, but socks and gloves, everything for the soldiers.
Mark Cross of Jefferson City, Missouri, remembers a sweater his father received while stationed in the Aleutian Islands during World War II. To think that Joan might have had a hand in knitting my dad's World War II sweater, and that she's still doing that today, is remarkable and a tribute to what makes our nation great. We had many letters that questioned the need for national high-speed rail links following our interview with Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood. Larry Baker of Rosemount, Minnesota says, we should have been more skeptical about that phrase, high speed. Here in Minnesota, they talk about a link from Minneapolis to Chicago. The trip with stops will take 6 to 7 hours. Wow. A car trip takes 8, also with stops, and you can fly in 1.5, hopefully with no stops. The last time I flew, it cost $67 each way. So why, again, do we need to be spending billions of borrowed Chinese dollars on this? Who would write it and support it and make it not turn into another taxpayer-subsidized Amtrak? It looks more like a solution in search of a problem than anything else. And the Reverend Chuck Layton of Greenfield, Iowa, didn't cotton to my observation that Chicagoans were more likely to travel to New York or Miami than Dubuque, Iowa, where a proposed link would go. I hear tell that in that big city they got lamps that don't need no kerosene, he says. Maybe if I had me a real fast iron horse, I'd get me into Chicago and see all them wonders. When you asked why anyone from Chicago might want to go to Dubuque, not only did you slam Dubuque, but you also totally forgot that it might well be Iowans who are traveling to Chicago. Oh, BTW, I love the show. Ouch, Reverend Layton. I did say that I've been to Dubuque and like it. I'll look forward to returning there someday to be tarred and feathered. To reach us, just go to npr.org, click on the link that says Contact Us. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter, where I'm NPR Scott Simon, all one word. This is NPR News.